KBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. With less than 24 hours to go before a partial government shutdown, House Speaker Mike Johnson has arrived on Capitol Hill saying another deal will be voted on this morning. ABC News Chief Washington Correspondent Jonathan Carl.
Overnight, President-elect Donald Trump doubled down, saying there will be no deal unless Congress extends or eliminates the debt ceiling. This after an 11th-hour deal backed by Trump failed badly on the House floor, as a whopping 38 Republicans defied him and voted against it.
A stabbing at a school in Croatia's capital of Zagreb has left a 7-year-old dead and 3 other children and a teacher wounded. The attacker, described as a 19-year-old, was also wounded. Amazon workers represented by the Teamsters continue walking the picket line, demanding better pay and health insurance benefits. Starbucks baristas in 3 cities also striking. The FAA expanding its do not fly drone provisions to more parts of New York State. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm. For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Over the past couple weeks, there have been several instances of people and vehicles falling through the ice in northeast Wisconsin locations. Tom Drzwicki owns Bayside Ice and Marine Recovery. He said ice is very unpredictable, especially in larger bodies of water.
It's unpredictable out there. Never know what you're going to come across. You could have 2 feet in one place, and 100 feet away, you could have open water. It's always changing.
Drzwicki says people going out on the ice should always have a charged cell phone and a whistle or some sort of noisemaker to help rescuers find them. Of the 4 major December holidays, Yule, Christmas, Hanukkah, and Kwanzaa, Yule, or the winter solstice, appears on the calendar first this year. Reverend Selena Fox of Circle Sanctuary in Barneveld, Wisconsin, says this time of year is the perfect time to embrace different celebrations and cultures.
Take this as a real opportunity to learn about cultural diversity and the rich tapestry of celebration that humankind has had as we have moved into the renewing of the sun, the renewing of self, and planetary renewal as well.
Yule celebrations begin on the longest night of the year, December 20th, and continue through New Year's Day. ThetaCare, which provides birthing services at 5 hospitals across northeast and central Wisconsin, has released the top names for babies born in their hospitals through December 1st of this year. The number one boy name is Oliver, followed by Theo or Theodore. The number one girl's name is a tie this year between Charlotte and Evelyn. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News.
Jordan Love says he's good to go. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers holding practice this weekend, getting ready for Monday Night Football after suffering a knee injury in September and later a groin injury. Now, in late December, quarterback Jordan Love was asked how he's feeling heading into this week's game against the Saints.
Yeah, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling a lot better physically, you know, not really dealing with any lingering injuries. So it feels good being out there, and, you know, it definitely helps being 100% and not having to worry about anything being out there on the field.
The Packers 13.5-point favorites over New Orleans. NBA, the Bucks are on the road tonight against the Cavaliers in Cleveland. Then tomorrow night, they'll be back home against the Washington Wizards. The Badgers basketball team hosts the Detroit Mercy Titans Sunday at 1 p.m. Badgers center Stephen Crowell on improving after a rough start to the season.
I just got to keep giving credit to my teammates and my coaches pushing me these past few weeks, and just being coachable, I think, is the big thing. You can't point fingers. You got to look yourself in the mirror and just figure it out.
That's the Badgers Stephen Crowell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Still a little breezy this morning, but we will clear out and the wind will die down throughout the day. We'll get to around 25 for a high, with temperatures falling into the teens by later this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, 7 above. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 22. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain.
Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
From the lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Safe communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you, and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live. Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Milwaukee film and TV critic Matt Miller. And it's a bar band Friday night as Terry Barr drops in with new music and great conversation. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino the Mayor, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WISS. And, of course, the Civic Media app. Jim is on his way to pick up his daughters from the airport for Christmas. We are capably manned here in the studio by Dennis Peters of Glam Bam fame and Nikki.
Ouch.
And Nikki.
Strike two.
And how about the lovely Nikki. And talented Nikki?
Yeah, how about this, Dot?
Clearly
how about,
not the...
How about this? I asked her, I said, did you bring in those macadamia nuts? She goes, no, but what did you bring in? What did you bring? Did you ever give anything, Mino? You ever bring...
These nuts.
As I hand her
my Christmas bonus.
Her Christmas bonus.
My jelly of the month club.
Exactly. It's a gift that keeps on giving.
Just so you know, like literally moments before he handed it to you, he's scribbling your name on the card.
How do you spell it?
Yeah.
How did you see? How did you notice that?
I saw you doing it. How did he spell it? Did he spell it right?
He did.
Very nice.
That's how you spell it. It's IT. Everybody knows that.
Well, this is our Football Friday, ladies and gentlemen, brought to you by Burkle's One Block Over. Is there a more convenient place to go watch Packer games on a Monday night if you don't have a ticket to get into the stadium? Then Burkle's One Block Over. You got to check it out. Check out their new menu. They are phenomenal. And now, ladies and gentlemen, your former Wisconsin Badger and Green Bay Packer, number 16, Randy Wright. Hello, Randall.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing this morning?
Excellent. How are you?
Energy matched.
I have to say, just listening into that opening there, it's no surprise you go right to the food, Mino. That seems just to be the concept that just sticks with you.
Hey, do you remember when we used to, somebody asked me, said, hey, or he was telling me I had to meet this one lady at a gas station, and she's for a veterans thing, and she goes, I'll tell you where that Quick Trip is. It's right by where Shakey's used to be. You ever been to Shakey's back in the day? And I thought about you, Randy, when you and I used to go for a bunch of lunch at Shakey's.
Oh, absolutely. It was a good venture in the off season. That was a common experience, and I enjoyed that.
Yeah, that was fun. Old bunch of lunch from Shakey's.
The Mojo Fry.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Randy, what do you think about this Packer team so far, what you're seeing on the stretch run there, brother?
You know, I've enjoyed watching them. I think they will certainly make it into the playoffs. I think they'll have a great opportunity to go somewhere in the playoffs, even though they got beat by Detroit. What a good game. What an exciting game. Detroit, in my opinion, is clearly the best team, certainly in the NFC, maybe in the NFL. When you look at KC, obviously is two-time defending champ. They're going to be there till somebody knocks them off. And I think Philadelphia would argue with that comment a little bit with Detroit. But to play as well as they did and to develop the way they have, I'm excited to see how far they can go in the playoffs.
So, Randy, I heard Coach LaFleur talking this week about the Packers haven't put together a good 60-minute game yet. And it shows, I don't know, it's I'm sure a lot of it has to do with youth and whatnot and injuries and things of that nature. How does a team really, how long does it take you know, for a team to come together and put together a 60-minute game. Because to me, it's more than just running the plays. I mean, the other guys are getting paid too to do what they do. I mean, what's the common juice there to make that happen?
Well, I would challenge you to say, have you ever heard a coach at any level say that they've played a complete 60-minute game at any point, anywhere? They're always looking at, well, we could have done this better, and we could have done that better. And it's true, they probably could have done these things better. But I think there's an acceptance level of, if we're going to win, we're going to have to do 45 minutes of great football. And the other 15, just not let it kill us, because the other team's going to get paid, especially at the NFL level. They're talented. They're good. So the margin of error is much less. But I think Green Bay is continuing to learn. They're playing through some injuries. They have lost some of their key players for a game here or there. And that's going to certainly contribute to it. But I don't know that any young team especially is going to be able to be that consistent in the division the Packers are in over a 60-minute period. So I think you have to make your key plays when you can, make your big plays when you can to cover up for some of the lapses that you're going to have. But I had never, ever heard a coach come into a meeting with the team the day after game and said, guys, you guys played a great 60 minutes. All 60 minutes were perfect.
Did Forrest Gregg do that one time?
Not while I was playing, but we certainly didn't give him a lot of opportunities to say that. So that could be on us.
Hey, Randy, this division right now, obviously Minnesota, Detroit, Green Bay. And, you know, years ago, we always used to say, boy, if the Packers could just get those home playoff games, we got her in the bag. Well, that hasn't worked out over the years. Why is Lambeau, the frozen tundra in late December or January, not the factor we always used to think it was?
Well, I think it's still a factor, but I agree with you. It's not the factor that it used to be based on just the Packers' record. But I think the game has changed to where weather doesn't affect the game as much as it used to. It used to be a long throw the ball down the field. It used to be more of a, not matchups, but a solid defense that the Packers have generally had. And it was harder for teams to put together drives and come down and score, especially in the cold weather or snowy weather, when you're eliminating half the field by, or half the offense by not being able to throw effectively. The game has changed to where this, the West Coast offense and then the fast-paced offense and the no-huddle and all, it's changed so much to where it's not as hard to compete because it's not throw the ball 40 yards downfield like it used to be. It's much more of a ball control, quick rhythm, West Coast. So it's easier to complete those kind of passes and still be multidimensional than maybe it was 25 years ago. And I think that makes the weather a little less of a factor.
I still think some of the equalizer in that is, too, that a lot of the players that are coming to Green Bay, they're still from the SEC. You know, they're playing ACC. They're from the South, too, don't you know?
Yeah.
And so I think for a lot of them, they're still not used to it. And it's a mind game to get yourself up to it. In high school, in football, we had to put bread bags on our feet for the high school playoffs after it snowed just to try and keep our feet from falling off, you know.
Keep them dry. That's
you
right.
know, that's a new experience for somebody. You got to do that. Plus, what's my job today, you know?
Yeah.
I can imagine what that's like.
Well, I think it's a good point in that, you know, cold weather is a great equalizer versus hot, humid weather is a huge advantage. I mean, you couldn't train and condition yourself to go play in Tampa or Miami in September with the humidity because you just don't get that opportunity in Wisconsin. So training camp, I remember playing in Tampa and Miami and needing IVs at halftime and after the game. But yet when you go take a Miami and you bring them up to Wisconsin, you know, the Green Bay's not used to practicing and playing in 2-degree weather or 4-degree weather. They're practicing inside. So, you know, cold weather is a great equalizer, whereas the warm weather is a big advantage to the team that's in shape because you can condition for it. And, you know, I think Green Bay mentally can get used to it. I think they walk outside when it's 2 degrees and 4 degrees, and you kind of do accept the fact of just being in it. But it's not the advantage that it used to be if you don't have the mental ability to handle it.
Hey, Randy, I got to tell you, I know the game you're talking about. I don't remember now if it was Tampa or Miami, but honest to God, when I walk, you could pull these curtains back in the locker room after the game, and it almost looked like a war zone or something. I mean, guys were just sprawled out on the tables getting IVs. Do you remember that, Randy? I mean, it was incredible.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was Tampa, the one that I'm thinking of. And we played Miami in September also down there. But the one I'm thinking of was Tampa. And, yeah, it was hard. It was tough, and it took days to recover from the dehydration that happened that game.
I remember guys getting cramps in the first quarter of that game.
Yeah, I mean that was.
Some of the DBs, I can't remember exact names, but I remember some guys. I mean, the methodology's changed nowadays. I mean, how do you stay hydrated back in the day? Salt pills, you know?
Yeah.
Wrong.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that ranks right up there with the, okay, if you're a real man, you don't need a water break during practice.
Yes.
I'm not give you water anymore. I mean, all those turned out to be great ideas, right?
Yeah. Randy, can you see the Packers going deep in the playoffs, and can you see them beating the Lions if that's what it takes to get to the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I could see it happening. I don't know that I would say they're going to be the favorite to do that or odds on, but with a quarterback that's playing as well as Love is, and in as well as he's capable of playing, and a team that can run the ball like they can with Jacobs, and he's been a great, not surprise, but he's been a great addition. I think any team from the NFC North that's going to be in the playoffs, the three of them, any of those three, I think could wind up going and running it. And I said earlier, and I would reiterate it, I do think Detroit is the best team. Day in, day out, they're the best team. Vikings are a close second. But they're really, I could see Green Bay beating them. I could see any team that gets into the playoffs. There's not that one just super, super dominant team. Detroit's close, but I just don't see, you know, an 85 Bears team out there in either division this year.
Hey, isn't it funny? That's been a long time ago, 1985. That is still held up as like the standard of a defense. Don't you think, Randy, even after all these years?
Yeah, I think it was so unique at the time, and they were just so dominant. And people tried to duplicate what Buddy Ryan did down there, and what they found out after failing to duplicate it for 2, 3, 4, 5 years was, hey, it's not the defense, it's the players. It's the guys that were in that defense that made it work.
They had no weak spots on that defense. At least not between the front four and the three linebackers. Zero weak spots.
No, they and their defensive secondary was just as solid as everything else. So you're right. They had absolutely no weaknesses, and that's why it's lived on to be probably the best defense to ever play in the NFL.
Wow. All right. Randy Wright, I sure appreciate this. I got to ask you one Badger question, though. What's going on, buddy? Can they right that ship?
Boy, yeah, I believe they can. I think that Luke Fickell is still the right guy. I'm a big fan of his. I think that they face some challenges that he'll overcome. But I think the problem is not self-inflicted with Wisconsin. The problem is this whole NCAA portal, and kids can transfer every year, and the NIL. I think the whole thing is just destroying the college game and making it much more difficult. But yeah, I am a big Fickell fan. We'll continue to support him, and I think they absolutely can ride it.
Outstanding. Randy, I sure appreciate you taking the time. Always love your insight, man.
You bet, guys. Have a great holiday.
Have a great, tell Kelly, very Merry Christmas from us, okay?
I will. Thanks, Al.
Thanks, buddy. Take care. Randy Wright, former Green Bay Packer quarterback, joining us. Boy, he's just insightful, isn't he?
He's the best.
He's the best when it comes to that.
He has a great vision of what's happening.
Yeah.
I'm really impressed with what Fickell's doing with the transfer portal, by the way, right now.
I can't imagine a tougher job in the history of sports than being a college football coach right now.
Or basketball.
Burn out.
Yeah, exactly.
On both
Unbelievable.
Ends. Yep.
When we come back, it is time for some music. The Heights Pub and Parlor Music Series featuring a great local talent by the name of Charlie Urich. We're with Dennis from the Glam Band. We're with Nikki. We're with Todd. And we're back after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Oh, hello, Michael. Santa here. I need special gift ideas for my list this year. Any suggestions?
Hey, Santa. How about a Simple Life Hospitality gift certificate? It's the perfect present. Flexible, thoughtful, and truly unique.
No, there's something different.
Our gift certificates are perfect for birthdays, holidays, or just because, with multiple amounts to fit any budget. Share the joy of this season. Give a Simple Life Hospitality gift certificate. Visit SimpleLifeRentals.com.
Ho, ho! Thank you, Michael.
Brr, the weather is getting chilly, so come warm up indoors at Heights Pub and Parlor, located at 217 North Washington Street in downtown Green Bay, and enjoy a relaxing atmosphere, friendly service, and delicious food. Grab a signature panini or prime Angus burger for lunch, have dinner with friends and a featured entree, or stop by for after-work drinks during happy hour. And don't forget to book your holiday party or special event in our private upstairs parlor, as 2024 dates are filling fast. Like and follow us on Facebook or head to heightsgb.com to learn more.
No matter how you say it, Berenson's Candies in Green Bay has been synonymous with Christmas tradition since 1925. That means a trip to Green Bay without Berenson's Candies could get you in a lot of trouble. Stock up on your favorites like Meltaways, Pecan Turtles, and Angel Food. When buying your candy this year, you better make it Berenson's. The Berenson's family wishes you a Merry Christmas season. Berenson's Candies, 200 North Broadway in Green Bay. The chocolate people dream of, no matter how you say it.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW, Talk of Green Bay.
From Ashwaubenon to Alloway, this is 97.9 WGBW.
Try 1 month free.
Hey, welcome back. Very special thanks to Randy Wright, former Green Bay Packer quarterback, joining us for Football Friday, courtesy of Burkle's, one block over. Once again, you got the big game coming up on Monday night. If you don't have tickets but you want to be a part of the action, go to Burkle's, one block over. They are right in the heart of the whole shebangy over there. Great place to watch a ball game. Great place to get some great food. And stopping over Burkle's, one block over. Now, we switch gears to our music segment, Heights Pub and Parlor Music Series, with Charlie Urich. Is Ashley here, by the way, talking about her menu? Nope. Yeah. Ooh, Todd just gave me a... Todd just did a marathon.
I did. I'm like...
I believe she'll be joining us.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. I had a great sandwich over there yesterday. This fried cheese... Or fried chicken sandwich with fried pickles and everything. It was delicious.
Yum.
Oh, was it great.
For some reason, I thought you were talking about a panini, and I don't know why.
Because maybe it's winter time. They have a lot of... paninis.
Oh.
And then I had the...
There she is.
Then I had the...
The lady of the hour is here.
Oh, there she is. All right.
With a Tito's hat. Gotta love it.
And then she had the sweet potato fries, which one of the greatest dips you'll ever have in your life. I don't even know what's in the... They won't tell me.
Hey, what are you calling dip around here?
And then some chili that was outstanding.
Oh, man.
It was really good.
Nice. You ate good in the neighborhood yesterday. Holy moly.
I ate good in the neighborhood. Well, we got a very special guest right now for the... We'll bring Ashley in a second, but the Heights Pub and Parlor Music Series, you want to introduce Charlie Urich first. How you doing, Charlie?
I'm doing great, you guys. Thank you for having me on.
Can you introduce us to your beard, if you would? That'd be great.
Yeah, so this it's fully homegrown, all done myself.
Who's the country singer that you look a lot like?
It's Luke Bryan.
Yes.
100%. Right?
Or Zach Bryan?
Zach Bryan. Yes.
For sure. I definitely have gotten that
a lot.
A lot.
Yeah.
So if your beard were an NFL coach, it'd be Mike Holmgren.
Oh.
Or how does Jim say it?
Holmgren. I didn't pursue that story any further than it went this morning, because I thought this probably is the best way to start a show. Some reason he decided to talk about the last time he ran into Coach Holmgren, as he would say, was at Victoria's Secrets.
What?
Yes, that's exactly what happened. And then John was saying that when he walks through, we played that song, by the way.
Yes,
and
because Lisa Hale hates it.
But also then John was talking about how even when he goes to Walmart, he doesn't like walking past the lingerie aisle because he gets sweaty.
I get uncomfortable.
I got sweaty just thinking about it
because you can't pick.
And then Jim tried to...
Because you can't pick? Charlie wants to know if it's because of indecision.
Mm. No, I think Jim thought it was because they don't fit.
Yeah, That was nice.
I didn't want to go there.
You must have quit. You must have quit.
Okay, I just got a text from Mark Cuson. I know I forgot one thing. There's no way John will be able to ring bells for a Salvation Army at Bayport at the Big Kettle. Why? Or Bay Park at the Big Kettle. Why? Because the store that sits right next to the kettle is like a Victoria's Secret store.
It is.
Wow.
He'll be shaking naturally.
How do you know that?
He'll be shaking naturally. That wrist won't move at all.
Nope.
Fine. All right. Well, Charlie, thanks for being here. I want to introduce one of our guys here. Kyle, talk a little bit about what you do.
This is Ryan.
I mean, Ryan.
This goes it rhymes.
Wow. I'm terrible with names that are four words. Like
four
Mike
letters.
And, I mean, four letters.
Yeah. Mike and Mark. Four-letter words.
And whenever they're four letters, I get them wrong. So, first of all, talk a bit about what you do, and you're a student of Jim's, and what you're trying to do musically to promote local artists.
So I do a bunch of marketing for local artists in the city. Mm-hmm. He actually works with Neo and JJ that I had in as well. But just trying to help promote them, get their name out there.
Outstanding.
He's the man.
That's what you need, somebody like that, right?
Exactly.
The hype guy.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ryan. Thank you, Ryan.
We got to do for you, brother. I keep going back to the beard, but what do you put on that to keep that nice and moisturized?
Just water.
Water.
In Wisconsin, H2O, and a little bit of Old Spice soap.
Ooh. Nice.
When's the last time you shaved?
Like completely?
Yeah.
Just the beard. We're talking beard, right?
Well, I went to NDA, so they didn't let us have beard. So the second I was out, I was like, I got to get a beard now.
Let it go. Let it rip. Oh, cool.
Yeah, yeah.
We got to get you a sponsor for that beard, man.
Absolutely.
Do they have like Mino beard oil?
Yeah, we do. I got Mino beard oil. Yeah,
that's natural product. A very natural product.
WD-40. Product, UP water.
Yes. So tell us a little about your background.
Yeah, I've done music since I can pretty much remember. I started just, you know, simple as everyone else, guitar lessons and piano lessons in, you know, third, fourth grade. And then I just started writing songs, I guess, with guitar. And that's kind of the snowball that started rolling. And ever since, like, right as I got out of high school, I've really been, like, pursuing music, like, on a more professional term. I went to music school at McNally Smith College of Music for 6 months because they went bankrupt my freshman year. It was crazy.
I know why. Because McNally makes maps.
Okay, yeah.
Back to you, Bob.
Where is it? Where is this school? I've never heard of this.
It's in St. Paul, Minnesota.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah, right downtown. It's across from the Fitzgerald Theater.
But okay, can I just say one thing?
Mm-hmm.
Kids in the Iraq don't have maps.
Oh,
that's fair.
In the Iraq.
Todd, can we play that today? Come on, please. No, Miss South Carolina.
We're Miss brothers,
Teen South Carolina.
I went to a school.
It's Todd's Christmas, too.
Kids in Iraq don't have maps such as the Iraq. So let me ask you this. Todd, Jim would be asking this question. Who is that spark? Who is that person? Who is that one that said, you know what? Have some confidence. You can do this.
Ooh, honestly, it was definitely just, my choir teacher at NDA, Christine Salerno, was definitely someone that, I don't know if you guys know her, phenomenal keys player. She plays with a band called ZG, and she plays around Green Bay.
You don't have to spell in front of us, man. It's okay.
Okay. I'm so sorry.
No, he does.
Uh-huh. He's not good with the four-letter words. So,
you're homegrown, Charlie.
Yeah, sure. Green Bay. I like traveling around, moving around, but honestly, rent is cheap here, and I do a lot of traveling for writing and composition stuff, so it's a lot easier to fly out of here than live in LA.
But even by going to that school, that's where you made a decision. Okay, I'm serious about this. This is just a hobby on the side. This is something I'm serious about.
Yeah, most definitely. And that it was definitely a daunting task because it's not the main thing. You know, you go to parties with the parents or a block party or something, and everyone's like, oh, that's a nice hobby your son is doing.
Exactly.
And
hobby.
Yes.
Right.
Hobby. It's kind of a bummer, but you know, we had to break that norm, and definitely going into a music school specifically and being around like-minded individuals kind of.
How's he going to pay the bills?
I've heard that word hobby. It almost sounds like a dirty word, like a five-letter dirty word.
It's almost like with the pro wrestlers we had in here. They hate the word fake.
Yes.
You know, come into the ring one time and fly off and get hit by the thing to see if that part's fake. But it's the same thing with you guys. You're professionals.
Mm-hmm. We'd almost like to hope definitely. So. Yeah. I had a teacher in college say, what is a professional really, you know? And he's like, it's what artistically when you consider yourself a professional, you know?
When you consider.
Right, because
forget about
like,
the other people.
What really makes you professional in the music industry is the streams.
We gotta send a quick break. Charlie Urich from the Heights Pub and Parlor Music Series back after this.
Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. You can always continue the conversation on social media.
Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. The Brown County Board of Supervisors voted this week on a plan to move coal piles occupying prime waterfront real estate in downtown Green Bay a couple miles north to the mouth of the Fox River. However, the plan does not include terms agreed upon by the owner of the coal piles. The amended plan changes the length of the lease from almost 100 years to up to 40 years, changes the rent payment escalator, and changes the new location of the coal piles. Officials from C. Reese said the company will continue to operate from the current Mason Street location as it sees the changes as a rejection of their negotiated agreement. Navigating airports and airplanes can be stressful even at the best of times. As millions of travelers take to the skies over the busy holiday period, that stress can hit new heights. Brittany Merlot has more.
Navigating airports and airplanes can be stressful at the best times of the year. As millions of travelers take to the skies over this busy holiday period, that stress can hit new heights. Flight attendants say give yourself a buffer day. Wherever you're traveling, there's a potential for storms and weather delays, which of course can cause cancellations. So leave buffer time for layovers too. Sure, the idea of sitting around at the airport waiting is not appealing, but missing your connecting flight is a much worse outcome. And if you're still considering a last-minute holiday getaway, there may be some good deals out there, usually midweek. And book directly through the airline, because third-party platforms are more likely to automatically book travelers onto flights with super tight connection times. You should also opt for the first flight of the day, because any delays or cancellations will roll on throughout the day. And also, if you have kids, book flights around nap times.
I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Can you imagine not even having contact info for your parents? That's how Trinity Rodman is rolling these days, saying her father, Dennis Rodman, is only her dad by blood. Trinity, who is a professional soccer player for the Washington Spirit, appeared on the Call Her Daddy podcast and said her father's hard partying lifestyle as an NBA player was not conducive to him being a good parent. I believe that's true, but he did make a beautiful bride. FX's series The Old Man has two seasons in the books, and that is all, folks. The show about an ex-CIA operative played by Jeff Bridges performed well in its first season and received two Emmy nominations. Season 2 received 3 Critics' Choice nominations, but that did not stop FX from pulling the plug. Despite this, it's a pretty good show if you want to check it out. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Still a little breezy this morning, but we will clear out and the wind will die down throughout the day. We'll get to around 25 for a high with temperatures falling into the teens by later this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, 7 above. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 22. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 22.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Cindy from Appleton.
Time Magazine has made the convicted felon the man of the year this year. Shame on them.
Time Magazine base their person of the year on impact and, like, newsmaking. The CEO assassination is pretty much the only news cycle that isn't entirely focused on Donald Trump, and yet it still relates to him because he has no health care policy.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. Luke Mathers stops by with a Friday edition of Tuesday Tangents with Luke and also our final day to win prizes in our Text to Win contest. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Hey, welcome back. Welcome back to the Smooth Sounds. Charlie Urich, Heights Pub and Parlor Music Series. Welcome back, my children.
Professional fade right there.
That is great. Nice. Man. That is very cool.
I got a fade going on right here.
Yeah, a little bit. That's, there. A little bit.
That's, still
fading. A little bit. A little bit.
That's man-made.
Welcome back to our Heights Pub and Parlor Music Series with Charlie Urich, Ashley in the house. Ashley, how you doing at the Heights? I had a wonderful lunch there yesterday. Tell me what I ate.
You ate.
What did
you ate? The Nashville crispy chicken sandwich.
Ooh, delicious!
It is to die for. Tonight we have Putting on the Fritz with vocalist and musician Tony Fritz.
She's
tonight.
Awesome.
Yes, 7 p.m.
Sweet human being. You gotta get her in here.
Yeah, grab some dinner and drinks and enjoy some live music. We do have a Frank's Christmas by Let Me Be Frank the Meyer tonight at 7:30 as well. So grab some dinner and drinks before the show and make your Heights your destination tomorrow for food and drinks and try that Nashville crispy chicken sandwich.
With the sweet potato fries.
Yes, sweet potato fries. You can
and that dip that you'll never give me the recipe for.
Sriracha mayo.
Oh, is that good?
That's a great girl's name, don't you think
yes,
so?
Yes, sriracha. Hey, sriracha will you take me to the dance?
Sriracha.
Come on.
Mayo!
And the chili was great, too.
Yes, we do have Thai chili right now. And
sounds like a formal event.
Right, yeah. Chili.
Sorry, I don't get out much.
We do have our second story for your place for your extra private party or event. And then Brian, Candace, and I, and along with the entire staff at Heights Pub and Parlor, is wishing everyone a safe, Merry Christmas and Happy Holiday season. And we appreciate all of our customers and support we have received for almost 1 year.
Yay! Awesome. Congratulations, yes. Man. And by the way, I got to tell you a funny quick story here. So Nikki here, I asked, hey, did you bring in those things? She goes, no, I didn't. I said, oh, you didn't bring in anything? She goes, I bring in things all the time. What have you ever given me, Mino? I bring in things all the time. All the time. And guess what I did at that very moment?
Quick draw McGraw.
Ash, what did I do at that moment?
You gave her a gift card to Heights Pub and Parlor.
That I purchased from you yesterday?
Yes.
The gift that keeps on giving.
I haven't even opened it yet.
Another great idea. You know, if you need some last minute Christmas gifts, we do have some awesome gift cards that you can give to your, you know, clients,
favorite
coworkers, friends, customers. Yes.
I just noticed your earrings.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, my boys have basketball tonight.
I just noticed your hair.
Nikki, you got to get some of those.
I love your hair.
No way. Yeah, she's got beautiful highlights.
All of it.
Thank you.
Not just one or two hairs, but all of them.
All of it.
All of them.
Ashley, from the Heights Pub and Parlor. Oh, you know what I want to try one time, though? And I don't even like gin. So I'm sitting there having a, you know, drink. And it's like they got a can of motor oil on their counter for some reason.
Wow.
Tell about that.
Engine gin.
Engine oil.
Really?
Have you seen
that? It's chirpy for sure.
It's a great can. It's very
smooth. Looks like 1979. If you're going on your Mercury outboard, you'd carry a can of this with you.
I think that's like what they had for the commercial too. It's all muscle cars and Matthew McConaughey or something.
Yeah. I literally thought it was. It's like, what's going on? But that's what they're modeling their gin in, right?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah,
it's really good.
It's a great marketing thing.
I thought you were going to say a can of whoop ash.
No, it's not. Oh. That was the other segment. Okay, Dennis. Well, now we're with Charlie.
I'm still fired up about wrestling.
I still think you'd be a good ring announcer. If Jim can't make it, you and I are going to be the ring announcers.
I would do it, brother.
I like it. Charlie Urich, once again, that was a smooth sound you had
coming out here. Thank you so much.
Tell us about, again, you're one-man band here, but it sounded like had a whole bunch of folks behind you.
Yeah, most definitely. I do a lot of production. That's kind of where I reside, most definitely. So I make all the beats, and then I'll run them through this. I either make them on here or just on the computer using samples. There's a million different ways to do it. But my personal favorite, this bad puppy right here. And,
what is it? What's that called?
It's called an SP-404.
Let's play show and tell to those watching on Facebook. It's a big old box.
It looks like a giant calculator, but I can tell you I have more fun with this.
Remember
than
those Texas Instruments things back
Texas
in the day?
Instrument, like if that was like, it's quadruple like, the size. Yeah,
it doesn't have the games on it. I wish so.
It's like that with a lot of B vitamins in it.
Yeah.
It has a screensaver, though.
Oh, it does.
So pretty...
Oh, high tech. Yeah. It's actually the iPhone 19.
Screensaver.
He's living in 2035, wow. Guys.
I am. I have come from the future today.
Yep.
It's crazy because, honestly, this is like Japanese made. So when I got it, the manual was just in Japanese.
Wow.
Oh,
or Mandarin. So
Oops.
That was, you know, it was YouTube University for sure.
So many people that come through here, you know, you're kind of at the grassroots level where you start and everything, like you said, graduated from Notre Dame Academy not that long ago. But Dennis, it's like the sacrifice, even with the pro wrestlers we had in here, nobody sees that curtain being pulled back. All the things that it took for you to get on stage someplace in front of thousands for the glam band and yourself to go someplace and have everybody come in to listen to you. Nobody sees behind the curtain what it took, what it takes to get you where you are.
We're talking about what it takes to be professional. It's that time behind that curtain. It's exactly. The time. That's that's where the grind is. That's where all the developing is. That's where the dreams are happening. That's where you know, put the planning in and, you know, and just like anything else you do in life, though, to be honest with you.
Right.
But, elaborate on that from your perspective.
Honestly, that's why I love podcasts. Everything in the music industry is so accessible now. So like realistically, where before everything had to be done through a label, not only with like publishing, but also just with being found. You know, I have a friend that just told me a story. He was working at a record label, I believe in Atlanta or New York, except I don't remember, but there was like just a room full of CDs, like thousands of CDs. It's just CDs that everyone sent. Oh, full story, life story. My son passed away, so I wrote this song. Could you guys please listen to it? Make me famous. It's just playlisted because they don't have enough ears to listen to all those CDs. But now it's just like you can send something via email, you can send it via Instagram, and boom, like you're there. It's great.
So who do you draw from?
Like artist wise?
Yes, absolutely.
A lot. I really love music. When I say I do music, so I really try to listen to a little bit of everything. I love jazz and I love R&B, so I'd have to say, in terms of a male, probably John Mayer, guitar-wise, and just writing. And then Lauryn Hill probably is a female. Just
nice.
Wait a minute, we're talking
and
about...
And you can hear the sample going into him, too.
Yeah. We're talking about Luke Combs. You look like Luke Combs.
It's funny. I opened up for the Ying Yang Twins at Epic Event Center.
Really?
And I don't even know how I'm gonna break into this. Like, I'm not gonna rap like the Ying Yang Twins. I just said... bet you guys didn't expect Luke Combs to be playing tonight, and that bridged the gap, so we were good.
Nicely done.
Well, do us a favor. Play a little something live for us.
For sure.
Charlie Urich, Heights Pub and Parlor Music Series.
This song is on Apple Music and Spotify and everything. It's called No Wonder. I'm addicted to you. Sometimes I just don't know what to do. When you kiss my lips and make me feel brand new. Heartbeats are just sailing through the roof. I remember how you used to hear me on the landline. Tell me all your problems on the FaceTime. And it's no wonder that you're talking now for years, like 900 messages and all the time that we're texting. This shit no better, 'cause that's what you and I hated about our exes. No wonder, no wonder, people starting to wonder. No wonder, no wonder, it's been going on so long. No wonder. It's been going on so long. It's been going on going on so long.
Charlie Urich.
Wow.
Good stuff, brother.
Thank you guys.
Wow.
Well, I appreciate it. I hear the John Mayer, but you know what I also hear? I hate to do this, everybody. So you compare this, it sounds like this.
No, that's what it's all about.
I hear Paul Simon in your voice.
Oh, I hear that. I love that. Thank you so much. That's a big compliment,
high compliment.
Sure.
That's
really good call.
I appreciate that so much.
Wow. I also think that's like a personal song that you didn't just come up out of the top of your head.
Oh, definitely.
That
not.
Came from somewhere.
That definitely came from somewhere.
Who's the girl? I want to know. Exactly.
Who are you texting? That your ex got mad about?
Right?
Bring out the yearbook. Point to the
oh,
girl.
Dude, you want the deets and the T?
Yeah.
Are you
just
somebody that I used to know?
You
got to
listen to the rest of the album for that.
See, there we go. Exactly, that's how you tease.
Right.
But that's where it really does come from the heart, when it's something that you've kind of experienced from your own background, right?
Or the broken
for
heart.
Sure.
Yeah. That's the best kind to write with.
All of the feelings.
But yeah, it's one of those things, though, where you have to start with that, don't you, Dennis? Because that is the genuine you. And what's one of the things you've always said, even though it's a whole different character you play on stage right now, when you do your acoustic, it's 100% you. It's got to come from that place first, doesn't it?
I agree 100%. Oh,
yeah. What else could it be, you know? And otherwise, you're just copying somebody else, and then it shows. It shows.
Right. And that's, I kind of like writing about personal things in the music, because I do a lot of writing outside of like my own personal music, mm-hmm. that it's sometimes I get like distracted or devoid from just like personality in the songs, and I kind of just got to like dial it back and like, okay, well, you're going through some stuff, why don't you write about it? And
why do I think somebody that works in a establishment like yours, Ashley, could write some songs about things they've seen and heard?
Oh, for sure.
She's chopping broccoli. I could actually go off. Chopping broccoli. She's chopping broccoli.
Even just like watching out the window.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, like, a window on the world. Truly. Yeah. Truly.
The people that walk by. Or
got a text here. Not sure if Dennis mentioned already, and I missed it, or if he plans to, but my band, Gin, will be opening up for Annex.
Yes.
At Circle Tap in Denmark tomorrow night starting at 7. Chad.
Thank you for bringing that up, Chad. Appreciate you, brother. Can't wait. It's been a long time since they've played, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. It's a cool deal.
Reunited and it feels so good.
I think we, the three of us, could do something.
Oh, heck. And
Ashley,
and how?
You know?
Sure.
Ashley and her hair.
Wow.
What?
A little aggressive.
We didn't have to say anything.
We didn't even get to the survey says.
I know.
Yeah. No voting?
Wow.
Tough crowd on Friday.
Very tough crowd.
Did you get your Christmas shopping in or no? Apparently not.
Yeah, it was like tough crowd when I walked in the door. I'm like, oh, maybe I should turn around.
A lot of testosterone in this room.
A little holiday anxiety around here. Holy wow.
Stressing me right out.
Charlie, what's the goal, buddy? You're so young. What's the goal?
Yeah, my goal right now is I'd really love to move to a little bit bigger city and just keep pursuing the writing. It's so much fun.
You know, wait a while. Green Bay's getting bigger by the day.
Yeah. Hey, that's true.
He's not wrong, but that's funny. No,
okay, I would love to write some songs. I'd love to be a songwriter.
Oh, you should.
But here's the deal. I think I could put the words together.
Sure.
But so many musicians say they do the lyrics first, the music first, and then the lyrics that fit them.
There's no wrong way.
Okay.
It depends
What your skill level is, what your thing, you know, if you don't have that music writing part of it, then what you draw from is what you know. So draw from what you know, bring that out, and then let the rest of it develop.
Yeah, since you don't have any music background, you can probably just start.
What do you mean? He's from the UP.
Music background. But I know there's a lot of people out there that have always kind of had a little thing in the back of their mind. Yeah. Man, I'd like to put some words down and see if we could put it to music. Yeah. What would a person do if they wanted to do that?
Honestly, just YouTube.
If you really want
to learn like good songwriting tips and techniques, it's YouTube. And I can't say it enough. And I wish I had some crazy, big thing to tell you. But realistically, there's so many people doing it in so many different ways that like if you just go and take a little time, you can find exactly.
Can you give us some bumper music on the way out to our next break?
Of course I can. You guys, come on.
Bring it whatever you want, buddy.
You got to bump this.
Give us your best minute here.
Bump it up.
You're doing fine. Sorry, man. Somebody spiked my pancakes today.
I don't think that's alkaline water in there, buddy.
While he's getting ready, what does a guy get for the girl who's got everything? Post that someplace. Get back to us on that.
Hey, no, continue.
No, man. This is your show, brother.
Don't you just want to be in the lounge with a martini?
Absolutely.
Low lights.
Absolutely.
With a can of motor oil, gin. That's where it's at.
I'm going to try that.
On the rocks.
I thought I told you, ain't I? But just trying to love you again. Thought we could get to know better, but we're just pretending.
To the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Civic Media, Wisconsin's source for real news and great conversation, offers podcasts of all of our daily shows online and on demand. Simply go to civicmedia.us, click on Daily Shows, and choose the podcast that you want to download. Shows are updated daily, or you can save them and listen all at once. Our podcasts are sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. You are an organ donor, right? Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Learn more at heroicdeed.com.
The holidays are here, and it's nearly time to pick a present from our grown-up gift list with our Civic Media statewide text to win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of our grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on our grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in our statewide contest.
The holidays are here, and there's no better way to celebrate than sharing our favorite holiday memories with all of you. Hey, Con, what's yours?
Football.
Care to go into details?
I love Green Bay Packer football during this time. 2010, during the Packers' run to the Super Bowl, spending time with my family, watching every game, just having that hope that they could do it that year.
Do you have any warm wishes for all of our WGBW and WISS listeners?
I wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
The Todd Allbus Show.
Luke Matheris, you let the dogs out.
I let the dogs out. It was me. After about 15 minutes, I go out there and I'm like, what is this mound? An opossum playing dead in the middle of the yard. I'm out there kind of hollering, like trying to corral the dogs. And then we finally got Aurora to come in the house, stepped away for a little bit, came back and was gone. I really hope that it remembers this traumatic experience and never comes back in my yard again.
The Todd Allbus Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Maggie Dawn Show.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor with the smooth sounds of Charlie Urek, your Heights Pub and Parlor music series. You know who I'm impersonating? It's a really old movie that was a really scary movie, but it was about radio, so I watched it back in the day. I was just, who I was sounding like was Clint Eastwood in Play Misty for Me.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. Did you ever see that movie?
I don't think so.
Todd, did you ever see that movie?
No, I have not.
He was a jazz.
Hit. Yep.
Okay, a little background.
He
played the part of a disc jockey in San Francisco in the early 70s, and it was a jazz, smooth jazz.
Clint Eastwood did?
Yes.
That's funny.
And this one lady would call every single night.
It's a great movie. Would you play Misty for me?
And then she became a stalker type, yada, yada, yada. But the big song that came out of there was First Time Ever I Saw Your Face.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that flack?
Yes, and that became like this huge thing. Yeah, and it's a great movie about old radio and smooth sounds.
And a fantastic song, too.
Fantastic song.
And the truth about stalkers.
Yeah.
True. And now we have Baby Reindeer.
Oh, great show.
What?
That's how that evolved. Yeah, I mean, have you watched? No,
not at all.
Yep. Have you watched what?
Baby Reindeer.
What's that?
From Netflix, about a stalker.
Oh, really?
Yes.
About radio stalkers?
No.
Or just in general?
Just your normal.
Oh, okay. Bartender usual. Stalkers.
Oh, okay.
Bartender
great.
Stalkers.
Okay. That's awesome.
Yep.
Mino, we got a text. I've got to read it to you here.
Yeah.
Didn't John just tell us earlier that yesterday morning the shake Nikki brought for him yesterday kept him full all day? And then he proceeded to tell us he ate everything at Heights Pub and Parlor, which was enough food for 3 days.
That's normal. That's a normal John Mino day, though, don't you think?
No. Oh, that was, what time did I get there?
You have to ask her. You don't
the
even
caller,
know. Right?
The caller is
you
not
got
wrong.
There at like, was it 11:30 or something?
Oh!
It filled me up though from like 7:30 to 11:30. Like you can't even believe.
You can't even believe.
Like Chinese food. Yes.
Can't even believe. That was a phenomenal shake though. You did. Wow, did I just get busted?
Shakes are limited. Let's be honest.
Oh, did I just get busted?
Ding, ding, ding.
Oh, my lordy.
Thank you, Vicky. Thanks for bringing that up.
That's awesome.
Well, Dennis, every week I ask you to do this one thing. Give these guys a little bit of your worldwide wisdom, your experience, your ups, your downs, your whatever. Just pass a little something on.
I can't. I'm just still in awe of the beard, man. Hey, we got to get you like a beat all set soon.
The Christmas I got to like braid it. You can put in your beard. Like,
don't be that guy.
Like bleach tips?
Maybe.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Should I?
What if Chip's gonna have that?
No. Yeah.
They have like little Christmas ornaments and lights you can put in your beard.
If I'm not bleaching my beard, I'm definitely not putting Christmas
ornaments
in it.
It's almost got a little bit of the, what was the show? The Ducks, not Ducks Unlimited.
Duck Dynasty.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's got a little bit of that
I hear you for sure.
Yeah.
It's not bad, though.
It's
not
bad.
It's a little Uncle Sal to me.
Yeah, you're exactly right.
Charlie, you were saying that you've got a couple of upcoming gigs.
Yeah, yeah. I play pretty frequently in Green Bay.
That's what
pretty
she
much
said.
Everywhere you can eat and drink. Here, here.
That's the spirit.
And I play also a lot in Chicago, Milwaukee. This weekend, I'm playing at Rosati's tomorrow from 6 to 9. In okay. Bellevue, and then same thing next week.
How do people get a hold of you? How do they follow your schedule, Charlie?
I got a lovely, lovely little social media situation going on. Everywhere that you can find human beings online, you can type Charlie Urich in, Charlie like the
U-R-I-C-K.
Bit me. U-R-I-C-K. Yes, sir.
Too easy.
When you were growing up, can I ask you, besides being a professional musician, what you wanted to be, or was this always it?
It was kind of always it. Yeah, okay. Really. I started, like I said, writing music in fifth grade, and
wow.
Ever since then, I was just like... This is hype.
You still have all the notebooks and
I
go
have
back?
Everything. Yeah, I actually
That's
took
tremendous.
All the songs off my hard drive, and in I think it was like 2018 to 2022, it was like 1,800 written songs.
Oh wow!
Come on,
oh,
God.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, from country to classical to jazz to pop to rap, for
wow.
sure.
Wow,
mm-hmm. Attaboy.
Yeah, nice. Thank you, thank you.
Well, that shows that that's what's in your heart. I mean,
it definitely
yeah.
is. It's everywhere. It's not. Not
yeah.
just the heart, yeah.
You know, back in my day when doing management stuff and when I was going to school in Minneapolis, mm-hmm. we both have something in common. We both went to schools in the Twin Cities that both failed. They both went under.
Brown Institute.
Yeah, we didn't
Brown
fail.
For me and, yeah. So, solid, brother. I got
Appreciate
you. That. Operator standing by to take our call right now as we speak. But they were always talking about under management. They always said pick a style, pick a type, and repeat the crap out of it until it mm-hmm. becomes your baby and becomes big.
Your signature.
I've never believed that.
No.
I've always believed you.
Because you can do anything. I've seen you.
I believe you got to do whatever it is that your heart sells you to do. You know, and I really believe variety is the spice of life.
Explore them all.
Yeah. Yep. Find what your niche is. And I think you can make something happy in just everything. Music in the dictionary says to be enjoyed. As soon as I read that, I used to be uptight about Pink Floyd or Led Zeppelin when I was a real little kid. I didn't understand all of that stuff. It's like, it's all different to me until someone said, you know, look it up in the dictionary. What music means? It says to be enjoyed.
Beautiful. I like it. That says
it took the pressure off, man. So it didn't matter what it was. It was bluegrass. It was country. You find the beauty in all of it. And you set yourself free. You know?
All right. Ashley, thanks for being here. Heights Pub and Parlor.
Thank you so much. Yeah, we got Tony Fritz tonight, 7 p.m.
Fantastic.
Who does your hair?
And I think I might come down Monday night to watch
you
the Packers.
You did it?
Like, oh, you mean my highlights?
Whatever.
All right.
I love it.
Dennis, always a pleasure having you here.
Thanks for letting me.
Ryan, thanks for bringing this guy in. Man, the talent is incredible. We're going to send
guys.
It out with more Charlie Urich. Going to be at Rosati's in Bellevue tonight. Great pizza place.
It's really good.
And would
good.
You say they're serving
alcohol?
Tomorrow night.
They're serving Pappy Van Winkle over there.
That's worth
it. I swear to God. Facebook proof.
Right
look it up.
Let's send it out, folks. Hope you have a phenomenal weekend. Just phenomenal. We'll be back again Monday morning on Packer Monday. Big game coming up that night. Have a phenomenal weekend. Once again, the smooth sounds of Charlie Urich.
Thanks for being here, Charlie.
Of course.
Your touches in my fingertips. You know I got my eyes on you. You know that I'm feeling this. A-U-T-U-M-N. But you don't know the type of trouble I'm in. Yeah, yeah.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Hi, this is Jim Schmidt with Lean Local. This week's show, we discuss stress during the holiday season with Kimberly Johnson from Johnson Counseling.
Lean Local with Jim Schmidt, Sunday afternoons at 1 on 97.9 WGBW and the Civic Media app.
From the lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Safe communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you, and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live. Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston in Congress.
The House will be in order.
The House gaveled into session this morning. Speaker Mike Johnson looking to pass a spending bill before a midnight government shutdown. Members of the Teamsters walking the picket line at Amazon in several locations. ABC's Trevor Ault says they're looking for better pay and health insurance benefits for drivers.
Amazon doesn't recognize the Teamsters as a union representing their employees and says it won't negotiate with them. In a statement, what you see here are almost entirely outsiders, not Amazon employees or partners, and the suggestion otherwise is just another lie from the Teamsters. Amazon also saying
Christmas is on track and we fully expect to be able to fulfill our delivery promises for our customers.
Unionized Starbucks workers in three cities are also on strike. Wintry weather and bitter cold this week into next. No storm in the upper Midwest in the forecast. Busiest roads around LA, Washington, D.C., and Orlando. This is ABC News.